This is an Audio Holdings production.
A Little Princess. Once on a dark winter's day, when the yellow fog hung so thick and heavy in the streets of London that the lamps were lighted and the shop windows blazed with gas, as they do at night, an odd-looking little girl sat in a cab with her father and stared out of the window at the passing people with a strange thoughtfulness in her big eyes. It would have been an old look for a child of 12, and Sarah Crewe was only 7. The fact was, however, that she could not remember any time when she had not been thinking things about grown-up people and the world they belonged to. At this moment, she was remembering the voyage she had just made from Bombay with her father, Captain Crewe. Principally, she was thinking of what a queer thing it was that at one time one was in India in the blazing sun, and then in the middle of the ocean, and then driving in a strange vehicle through strange streets where the day was as dark as the night. "Papa? Papa?" "What is it, darling?" Captain Crewe answered, holding her closer and looking down into her face. "What is Sarah thinking of?"
"Is this the place?"
"Yes, little Sarah, it is. We have reached it at last." Her mother had died when she was born, so she had never known her. Her young, handsome, rich, petting father seemed to be the only relation she had in the world. During her short life, only one thing had troubled her, and that thing was the place she was to be taken to some day. The climate in India was very bad for children, and as soon as possible they were sent away from it, generally to England and to school.
"Well, Papa, if we are here, I suppose we must be resigned."
He laughed at her old-fashioned speech and kissed her. He was really not at all resigned.